review the doctrine of patience, as we have a premier example seen here in regards to Noah. So that's what we will do now. Patience is a virtue that must be developed in time and is essential if one is truly going to serve God according to His timing and plan for our lives. Patience. So one, we have introduction and vocabulary. Patience, or being patient, is a virtue of will or ability to endure without complaint. It requires perseverance, to persevere, to maintain, if you will, staying while maintaining composure in performing a task. Trying to do something that can go right, handling it in grace, if you will, or patience, rather than flipping off the handle and kicking your computer or whatever. That's what's in view. Not to react in a negative way while you're being, if you will, frustrated, it seems, in the situation, or whatever else may be associated. Patience, continuing point A, calmly tolerates, in a calm fashion, cool head, delay in something, confusion in the midst of chaos and everybody else losing their heads. The patient person maintains a clear read on the situation, generally speaking, in terms of experiencing pain, trouble, other people, etc. Often persevering under less than model or righteous conditions. The condition may not, it may have even antagonistic attributes associated towards your person as one exercises patience. Patience refuses to be provoked by others. Name calling, things of this nature, rather than flying off the handle, going in with your fist, you patiently endure, recognizing, you know, whatever proper application is necessary otherwise in the situation. Not to be provoked by others. To let needling get to you or other people's prosperity, relationships, whatever, stimulate your own STA, provoke you in regards to your own steadfastness and path that you've chosen to wait upon God to get you to go under energy and flesh yourself. See? And that obviously can come about. The avenues of soliciting the STA in that regard are too numerous to probably mention in one setting. How one can lose their patience. B, in the Hebrew, we had the vocabulary words, arek, A-R-E-K. It means long, slow, translated patience two times. Translated patience, Ecclesiastes 7:8. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, as you know the result, the conclusion. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit. Add the mentality of being patient rather than being the arrogant, know-it-all type, always pushing and things of this nature. We see that which is preferred in the situations. And you have an end in the beginning that it begins the verse of the situation, which patience obviously fits, of waiting to make sure that you have the kind of result that you want doctrinally, spiritually, otherwise, in the situation. People get hotheads. They act irrationally because often they're not willing to be patient and wait, get all the facts as they may be in regards to circumstances, situations, and draw conclusions in that way, in that form. Also, Jeremiah 15:15. Speaking of God's patience, you who know, O Lord, remember me, take notice of me, Jeremiah the prophet, positive volition, performing his ministry in the face of antagonism, great antagonism, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. He doesn't take these things into his own hands. He looks to God to intercede on his behalf. And when you truly have antagonizers, enemies, hostile individuals, God doesn't always, obviously if the situation would merit it, he would, to preserve life. But not always are you going to see an immediate retribution come to them in regards to their hostility towards you. It may be down the line. And but you look to God, give that revenge to God rather than take it in your own hands. And to be patient and let God work these things out. He knows what's in the hearts of people, see, etc. Take vengeance for me on my persecutors. Do not, in view of your patience, take me away. The prayer, imprecatory prayer here, is in the idea of just do it so that it doesn't disrupt me in my own ministry, etc. Know that for your sake I endure reproach, overrule, if you will, at least at the proper time so that it does not disrupt my performance of your plan for my life in my ministry. So that's the idea that's brought out there. Two, you have the noun cul or cool, C-H-U-L. It means to wait patiently. Psalm 37:7. The exhortation by David, rest in the Lord, that obviously conjures up the idea of faith rest. Put your trust in God. Relax. Quit getting so wrapped around the axle in regards to things in life. You don't think that God doesn't know your situation, the condition that you're in? So that's the idea. Rest. Rest in the Lord. Rather than, like most people, get all wrapped up around the axle, the energy of the flesh, we got to get out there and do, even though what they're doing is generally just spinning their wheels, often making situations worse than better. To be cool-headed, calm in regards to things, and wait patiently for Him. Like David's been in the military. He was. Hurry up and wait. See? To wait patiently for God. Recognizing God has perfect timing. What we don't see, He does. In regards to any given situation. So timing is crucial. just as it is in regards to Noah and family landing on the mountains of Ararat and disembarking the ark how many months later. All in God's perfect timing. And one would think, well, they could have got off the ark a lot earlier. Yeah, but the conditions would have been really sloppy. It would have sucked in that living in a situation like that. It'd be like moving down to the swamps down in Florida or something. See? There are people that like to live in that kind of environment. But we call them rednecks from where I come from. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Verse 7, continuing, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. As everybody else is churning and spurning you by virtue of their own energy of the flesh and pursuits in life, as it might be leaving you in the dust as it looks, don't let it get to you. Wait on God. God will vindicate, God will bless, and whatever they may accomplish, whatever they may pursue, and acquire in their pursuits, trust me, it will be nothing compared to what God bestows upon the just believer that waits upon Him and provides them with the blessing that He has designed for them in that situation. Happiness is not in quantity. Not even necessarily in quality. It's in perfect timing, in perfect need, and expectations of the hearts of the individual. That's blessing. See, it fulfills all that within you. So, you know, to wait patiently upon God. And you may say, well, I've been on doctrine all these years. Well, so what? You think you're unique? People have waited a hell of a lot longer than most of us will have to wait for certain blessings in our lives. You'll always find an example of someone who waited longer in regards to things. Understand that everything that God is doing for us is for our own spiritual benefit. You may not really have the capacity to enjoy the blessing at this point in time. Maybe you're not mature enough, you know, waiting on one's right opposite number. Maybe you just don't have everything together in your life. All your priorities and ducks in a row yet. Or your right opposite number is not ready, see. To truly appreciate and embrace one another in the fullest of joys that is to be expected in regard to a God-blessed marriage. Yeah, you never know, see. I'm not saying anybody's in that situation. But these are things that doctrinally you've got to consider. Jobs, things of this nature. Now, many people pursue these things, and it's at the detriment of their own spiritual well-being, at the detriment of their NPR, etc., because they got to have it now. Instead of, you know, humbling yourself, resolving in determination in an adjusted way of performing your niche according to divine design, as it may be, maintaining your NPR, application of doctrine, racking up the SG3 to your best of your ability, and let God bring these things about to you at His perfect time. See. And He will do it. But the problem is, most believers won't give Him the opportunity. They'll shortcut Him every time. See. Three, we have our verb kawah, Q-A-W-A-H, to wait for, or waited patiently for. Again, Psalm here, chapter 40, verse 1. Again, another Psalm of David. He obviously had two exercise patients. Quite a contrast, as we see exercise of patience that he has to apply after his impatience with Bathsheba. Then he's in the test after the fact under divine discipline, and then making that recovery, and then having to be patient and wait on God to intercede on his behalf in regards to his enemies around him, trying to take advantage of the situation. You know, that happens. Believers, sometimes they mess up in big ways, and then there are those who will try to take advantage of that situation. They'll use it to badmouth them otherwise, to hold them in regards to contempt, and things of this nature. And David was no different. He had that situation. He had to endure that because of his failure. But the bottom line was, he was truly, overall, the adjusted positive believer. He is the king by which all other kings, he's the standard by which all other kings are evaluated for Israel. I waited patiently for the Lord. Psalm 40, verse 1. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. Again, most often it doesn't happen overnight in regards to especially big situations. There are times when immediate response from God is necessary. But overall, and when you wait upon God, you put your trust in Him, He will enlighten and show you clearly and intercede on your behalf in perfect time in regards to these things. You will have the satisfaction that when it's done right, you will have the clear satisfaction of knowing that God's plan, that His directive will, has been fulfilled accurately in your life. And you may think that there's some things that feel good in this world, but I'm here to tell you, to know that and have that sense about you is one of the top feelings that you can ever have. To know that God is inclined to approve you and to recognize you as you're one that's done it right. You did it right, see. To have that satisfaction. It's one of those things that you can always look back on, and rather than have regrets or wish I'd done better or whatever, you go, man, I'm glad I did it that way. I'm glad I did God's plan that way. See, in the Greek, you have the verb makrothumeo, point one. You make K-R-U-O-T-H-U-M-E-O. It's used 9 times. It means to persevere, to be patient, have patience, patiently waited. This verb emphasizes patience towards others. It's used to denote God's patience, Luke 18:7, New Testament. Now shall not God bring about justice for His elect, who cry to Him day and night, and He will He delay long over them? Second Peter 3:9. Is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to a change of mind, to repentance. Perfect patience, even within the aspects of dispensational change of history. We see it in parabolic teaching in James 5, 7b. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. That looks at the communication of Bible doctrine in its purest of forms, which occurs in its most heavy seasons, early on during the apostolic period of the church age, and then we see it again through the Philadelphia church that has its influence in the last part of the church age, taking us into the final era, Laodicean period. So that's what's going on there. Be impatient. You have the noun, point two, macrothumia. Again, all cognates here, macrothumia. It's used 14 times, translated patience, long suffering. Can have that nuance. Three, the adverb macrothumos, macrothumos, adverb used one time in Acts 26:3. Paul, King Agrippa, especially because you are an expert in all customs and questions among the Jews, therefore I beg you to listen to me patiently. Give him a full hearing. Four, you have the verb hupomeno, H-U-P-O-M-E-N-O, used 16 times. That means to stay behind, to await, endure with patience, perseveres, emphasizes patience towards circumstances. So you have patience towards people as well as patience towards circumstances. It's used of Christ, an example of steadfastness or patient enduring. In his niche, 2 Thessalonians 3:5, may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and to the steadfastness, patience of Christ. Then five, you have the noun hupomone, H-U-P-M-O-N-E. Used 31 times, translated endurance, patience, perseverance, steadfastness. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God the Holy Spirit continue to light to see things in Jesus' name. Amen.